I've always sang. I used to, as a young girl, I used to stand on my grandmother's kitchen table and take the finial off of my aunt's four-poster bed and perform for the family, and I've always sang.
The roof, it's leaking in. But baby,
all right, my guest today is Ruby Moon. Ruby is a jazz singer who's been working around New Orleans for a little while now, and she has a new record out. It's called Vicarious Pleasures. Can you explain that title to me?
Well, there was really no name for the band. I have no idea where I came up with it from, but being a little crass and not always so ladylike, one of my lines at gigs is, my name is Ruby Moon, and this is my Vicarious Pleasure Band, and I hope you enjoy their instruments as much as I do. It gets their attention for sure.
Yeah.
And so when it came to the album, Vicarious Pleasures, what first came to my mind, and not all the songs are from the same genre. A lot of them are originals, but they're all songs that I get pleasure from, that I enjoy. So Vicarious Pleasure seemed to fit, and that's what I went with.
Yeah. What's your musical background? How did you get into singing in the first place?
It wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I was going to UNO, and I took a vocal class, and the teacher of that class convinced me to apply for the classical voice program.
So when did you make the leap and start singing professionally?
About 2.5-3 years ago.
Was there some event in particular that made that happen?
Actually, it all happened at Oak Street Cafe. There is a piano player there named Charles Farmer. And I used to just sit in from time to time, and then he asked me to come more and more until I was probably there about 5 days a week in the morning. And then there was a lady there named Mary Pappas, and she was opening a bar on Decatur called Ruby Fruit Jungle. Early in the evening upstairs, we would play Friday and Saturday night. That was really my first gig.
What song do you think you've sung the most?
St. James Infirmary.
Uh-huh. What is it about that particular tune that you like?
It was my grandmother's song. It was my lullaby. My mother's mother was not originally from this area. She was from West Texas, around Odessa, and she used to sing me songs all the time when I was a little girl, and I would get tired and wanted to lay down for a nap. I would ask my nanny to sing to me, and the songs she sang were always really sad songs. St. James Infirmary, of course, was one of my favorites. Frankie and Johnny. There was a song she used to sing called Moon and Stars. And I guess that was really, yeah, that's the oldest song I know, or the song I've been singing the longest.
Yeah. It seems a little morbid for a lullaby.
Yes. And so when people would ask me, don't you know happy songs? I didn't get it. I didn't understand why they didn't think that song was happy, because for me, it brought back happy memories. But yes, it is kind of morbid.
Could you pick a song off the record and tell me something about it? Is there one that is a favorite of yours?
Redemption is a Long Way Around. It's always been a really good, a favorite of mine.
Yeah. What do you like the most about singing? What do you get out of it?
Hi. if you can say that. It's a calm. I mean, before a gig, and of course before this interview, I'm a wreck. I really am a wreck. I'm a nervous wreck. But once I start singing, there's a calm, and there's a connection. You know, somebody once told me that one of the things they appreciate about my performance is that I connect with everybody in the room. I'm not just up there doing my thing. Each and every person in the bar, in the venue, I want to connect with. You know, I look at them, I have eye contact with them. It's important to me to that's kind of grandiose to say that you're speaking to them. I'm not speaking to them, but they're a part of the scene, that they're important, and because they're there, I'm here. If that makes sense.
Yeah. What don't you like about performing? What gets under your skin?
Asking for tips. I hate it. I always feel like I'm begging, and I can't stand it. I've been petitioning the band that we should all have a turn. You know, as many times as we pass the tip jar, we should each take a turn. And they're all arguing with me that because I'm the singer, I'm the band leader, and that's my job. And I'm thinking, I disagree. We should break the rules. Everybody should get a turn begging.
Well, I guess it usually works out that way because you've got a free pair of hands while everyone else is taking their solos, right?
Well, I mean, if there's three or four people on the stage, you know, I mean, the guitar player could take a break and the piano and bass and I could, you know, they could play and I could harass the crowd while he passed. You know, we could all take turns. I've always told myself I need to go home and get online and research how to ask for tips. I know Jana Morgan used to tell a story about how they went to New York and, you know, there was like a $20 cover charge at all the bars. And here we don't have a cover charge, and that makes it a really nice thing that you can just wander up and down the street according to your fancy and take in whatever you want. But people just don't get that, you know, a dollar or two. A 5 or a 10 is really nice, too, when you leave the bar. But, that's the worst part of it. For me, I can't stand it.
So then what are your methods for encouraging reluctant audiences to contribute?
Generally, I sing, I want a little sugar in my bowl. Or, and then I go out into the crowd and sing a cappella to each, you know, table. We like making groceries just as much as you do. And this is how we do it. Or we appreciate your presence here. And as much as I appreciate your presence, I appreciate money too.
Well, Ruby Moon, the album is called Vicarious Pleasures. It's available online and around town. Ruby, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Daddy ain't no homie. I just can't help loving that man.